Now to our final batch of stories. The owners of a city wine shop raise a glass to growing success amid new plans. A garden centre is relieved after narrowly escaping damage from a woodland blaze. And legends reunite to meet fans at a special Norwich City event.
Two brothers who run a wine shop and bar are raising a glass to their business growing success. Substrata Wines, an independent business in Norwich Lanes, run by Ben and Tom Loudon, has been boosting its retail range, hosting regular tasting events, and securing an outdoor licence to welcome even more visitors to its shop. A licence is to help further increase footfall to the Dove Street premises by allowing the business to host customers in its outdoor seating area during their weekend events. To broaden its appeal, the shop now also stocks Kambuka, organic Sardinian olive oil, and North Walsham-made darkroom craft chocolate. Tom Loudon, who runs the business, said, "It's been a busy time and we've been developing our business on all fronts. On the import and distribution side, we've taken on two new producers this year, one on the Loire in France and one from Penedès in Catalonia. We've been developing our offering at the shop and have run lots of events. Each weekend, the brothers offer tastings of four wines at the shop, which are curated around a changing theme, whether a region, a producer, or grape variety. These events run on Fridays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. with light snacks such as cheese, sourdough and olives also available alongside the drinks. Looking ahead, the team has a packed calendar of events. One of them involves a wine dinner with the Steam Packet Pub, which is set for September the 15th and will feature a Catalan seafood and wine feast.
Two Norwich plant science institutes have been awarded £1.6 million to help create a world-class centre of research excellence focused on crop resilience and sustainable agriculture. The John Innes Centre and the Sainsbury Laboratory have shared a vision to build a state-of-the-art glasshouse, insectary and horticultural research facility on the Norwich Research Park. They have secured investment from the Wolfson Foundation towards the ambitious 4,500 square metre Technology Platform 1 project, which will enable scientists to study crop performance under realistic conditions. The facility will feature a high-tech LED lighting system and precise environmental controls to simulate future climate scenarios, along with integration into cutting-edge genomics, imaging and computational modelling tools. John Innes Centre Director Professor Cristobal Hoy said, "The new horticultural and insectary facilities will be the beating heart of our research, enabling us to grow over 1 million plants each year, test crops under future climate scenarios, and accelerate discovery across plant and microbial science. The challenges we face demand a step change in scientific capability, and this funding strengthens our ambition that the UK retains its world-leading status in plant and microbial science."
Two Norwich City fan favourites are reuniting to star at a special event in the city. Brian Gunn and Rob Newman will be meeting fans and reliving their careers at a live talk show at McCure Norwich Hotel on Friday, October the 2nd. The event will take fans on a nostalgic journey through the club's historic 1993-94 UEFA Cup run and other standout moments from their time at Carrow Road. Gavin Caney, founder of the Sporting Night, said, "Brian and Rob are Norwich City legends and we're honoured to be bringing them back to the city. The evening will feature match footage, audience questions and behind-the-scenes stories from both players' careers. Gunn, who started his career at Aberdeen and later managed the Canaries, said, 'I'm looking forward to another return to Norwich.' Gunn joined Norwich City in 1986 and played for the club until 1998, before returning in several coaching and managerial roles. Newman made nearly 400 appearances for Bristol City before joining Norwich in 1991, later managing Southend United and Cambridge United and working in recruitment with Manchester City and West Ham. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show begins at 7:30 p.m. It comes as former Norwich City strikers Grant Holt and Simeon Jackson are linking up once more to star at a special event in King's Lynn. The Canaries Idols will appear at the Duke's Head Hotel on Thursday, September the 10th.
A garden centre has praised the fire service after the business narrowly avoided damage from a woodland blaze. The fire broke out at Racecourse Plantation, which is a large area of woodland off Plumstead Road East in Thorpe St Andrew. Crews from Sprowston, Carrow, Wroxham, Sheringham, Earlham and Long Stratton dealt with the fire along with the water carrier from Heatherset. Thorpe Plant Centre has since stated that despite its proximity to the blaze, it escaped harm thanks to the quick response of Norfolk Fire Service. Firefighters remained on site for several hours battling the blaze and people living nearby were urged to keep their windows and doors shut. The garden centre was closed while crews were on scene but reopened over the weekend.
In a social media post, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service says, "A group that deserves a special thanks is our farming community, who have provided invaluable support to us over the last couple of weeks, as they always do at this time of year. We're lucky to have such a collaborative and tight-knit farming community in our county. Thank you." As the fire risk continues during the hot weather, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said farmers can continue to help by regularly checking and maintaining open water supplies in case they're needed by our firefighters. Prevention advice to farms includes ensuring storage areas for fertilisers are clean, dry, secure and well ventilated, and keeping straw stacks away from roads and other public areas in case a fire breaks out.
So that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365. Or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the latest edition of Chatterround. So from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.
And from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.